meat comes away from the seed easily. What do you call that kind of peach?
Well, you call that open stone.
Yeah, the
I used to pickle those peaches whole, you know, just to even tell where they sand. Just take them and put them in water and take your cloth. And you can wash every bit of that further, and I would peel them off of the peach, and I'd pickle them, you know, like pickling beets or anything on them is the best thing. And all my neighbors would come, well, them no peaches you pickle that way won't be fit to eat. I always peel mine. Well, I says, eat some of them and see them. And she said, they'd say, well, I never peel them nothing. They're much better than mine.
Yeah, they're good. I see
that peeling on a fruit. That's the flavor that
it's like in a muscadine. It's like in a muscadine. You get we pick muscadines at home.
Yeah,
quite
they
often.
Used to be, and ain't been none for the last few years around out here on where I am.
The what kind of you told me about green beans and the beans that in the garden. What did you ever raise any kind of beans that you had to shell before you could eat them? Did you ever raise any kind of beans that you had to shell before you could eat them?
Oh, yeah, when these are what's called soup beans, you let them get dry, you see, and you had shelled them out of the hulls and throw the hulls away.
Would you ever eat soup beans when they were green?
Hmm?
Would you ever eat soup beans when they were green?
When they was green, like.
Yeah.
That's what I call roasting your beans. I love them that way. You know, let the bean get big enough to you can shell them out. What you call soup beans, you let this hull get plumb dry, you know, and then we'd say thrash them out. We'd have some man and we'd have to put them down on something, you know, and take a stick and beat them out. There'd be some man who couldn't take time to shell them out with a finger.
We used to raise, let's see, different butter beans and lima beans and things like that.
My husband raised lima beans since I lived here. But you had shelled them out, you know, you can't eat the whole of them.
Are they different from soup beans?
Mm-hmm.
Are they different from soup beans?
Mm-hmm. Different taste. They're a different type, you see.
What shape is a soup bean?
Mm-hmm.
What shape is a soup bean?
Well, they're a little bean about that long. There's different kinds of them.
Oh.
Some little bitty ones and some larger ones.
What do you call a little animal that would be smaller than a squirrel, but kind of like a squirrel, and it runs along the ground rather than climbs in a tree?
Ground squirrels, ain't it?
Yeah, well, that's, are there any other types of little things like ground squirrels? Are there any other kind of little animals like ground squirrels around
here? No, less, it's what we call these little mice, a rat.
Oh, yeah, well, that's, what do you call an animal that has a white stripe down its back and it's black and he smells bad?
Call it a polecat, don't you?
What do you call a little animal that's about, he's about big as that big, and he hops on the ground or in the water too sometimes?
It ain't what we call a terrapin, is it?
I don't know. What is it? Does a terrapin have a hard shell?
Yeah.
And if
sort of like a mud turtle.
What if you have a thing with a hard shell that's he never goes in the water? What do you call it? You know, one that's on the land. What do you call them?
Not toad frog hops.